Obviously, being in a Grand Slam final is very special. It's a great opportunity, and not very many players ever get to a Grand Slam final. So the fact that I've won one and been in another final in such a short period of time, I'm very optimistic and I'm very pleased with myself. I'm not satisfied, but I am proud of myself.
So it almost looked in the second set, like 2-1 or so, that you were getting a bit tired or winded. Is that, were you feeling it all? I don't know if that's from nerves or just from long rallies. How are you holding up at that point?
I'm fine. She just raised her level and she started playing better. And sometimes it happens when you play against an opponent.
Sloane, there were times, particularly in the first set, where you played some sublime, unbelievable tennis. And even when the going got tough, you tried to remain positive on court. And at the end of the match, you were gracious in defeat and still tried to maintain your positivity as well. So looking ahead, although you'll have to come to terms with what happened today, how much do you think your positive mental attitude on the court and on you, off the court, can help you have success in future Grand Slams?
Well, I think in anything, if you have a good attitude, you give yourself an opportunity to have something great happen. And I think it's worked better when I've had a good attitude about whatever it is. So I'll just keep going with that and, you know, hoping for some more good results.
Sloane, despite defeat, you go to number 4 when the rankings published on Monday. How do you plan to stay there and at that level to avoid to stay in the top 10?
I have not thought about that. That's not a priority. It's great that I'm number 4, but I mean the rankings are what they are, and I hope to stay, improve, get better. But it's not something that I think about.
So a lot of players, including Simona, have spoken about how inspirational it was for them to see you come back from injury and do so well. What do you make of Simona's arc, just from her loss here last year and then obviously Australia and then here? What do you make of just that arc for her?
I think she's had a tough journey, but I think winning here is very special for her, and I'm very happy that she finally got her first slam. It's a beautiful thing. It's very special. So no matter how hard the journey and the adversity and everything you go through, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm glad that she finally got her light.
Similar question. You said at the end there's no one you'd rather lose to. Is that mostly what you meant, just seeing, knowing what she'd been through before in her career?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think every person that I play, you know, they play a good match, something happens, whatever it may be. You never hope that anyone loses, never hope that anyone wins. And I just think in playing, her journey's been tough. And she had a heartbreak here last year and in Australia and all the things that have happened to her. Yeah, I mean, it's a great story and just a great moment for her. And you can only support the other person and be happy for them, because if it was the other way around, I know that it would be reciprocated.
Sloane, at the end, you said that your team was a large reason that you were able to leave the court despite the result with a smile. I was wondering, what does your team do to keep you, make you leave maybe the court with a smile after the end of such a match?
Well, I think just in general, they allow me to be myself and they keep me happy, and we keep it fun and we keep it very light. And I think sometimes in very stressful moments, it's not easy to keep a smile on your face and, you know, even in defeat. But I think that everything is, like I said, I'm not satisfied, but I am very proud of myself. And a lot of people didn't make it. We started with, how many people were on the draw? 128, and I made it to the last two. So it's something to be proud of. And it's not always going to be, you know, perfect, but definitely something to be proud of. So you can't really hold your head down.
Sloane, you said middle of the second set that she kind of raised her level as being kind of how the match turned. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that. What exactly did you see coming from her that was maybe better in the second two sets than in the first?
Yeah, she just played better. Obviously, I still had my chances in the second. I mean, I still had opportunities, and I mean, it's kind of just the end of it. It's not really, it happened. You learn from it, you move on, and you try to be better next time.
Sloane, all things considered, you've had a fabulous run over this past year since you came back from your injury. The two great results on the hard courts, the Open, Miami, and now here. If you had to put into a word this wonderful run over a year, what would that word be, and what are your thoughts on that?
One word? perseverance, maybe. Just keep going when the going is tough, and just always believe in yourself when other people don't believe in you. Can I just state for the record that all of you guys in here were tweeting that I had like a losing record in anywhere except for in the United States. So I think that I've done very well to make the finals of the French Open. So if any of you guys want to tweet that, I'd be very happy. Give you guys a like, a retweet or something, because you seem to only want to say she's 0-8 in the other countries and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's you and you and a lot of you. So I just wanted to, just for the record, I'm now, I don't know what I am now, but it's better than what I was.
Is that the reason you thanked everyone but the media in your speech?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. You guys are my biggest haters.
What was your thoughts on your overall mood leaving this tournament? I don't know if you've looked at your prize money check yet. What would your reaction would be to it or anything like that?
Well, I heard what it was, and I'm a little let down, but... But it's more than what I had before, so that's something to be proud of. And I mean, you do it for the love of the sport, not so much for the money, but the money does definitely encourage you to want to get to another Grand Slam final. So yeah, it's not bad.
It was a great moment at the net from the two of you, but an even funnier moment when you actually had to sort of give Simona a hint on how to lift the trophy.
Yeah, show the world your trophy. Like, you've been waiting for this, so you better put it up in the air and show them what you got today. And, well, she had a prize money check too, but they don't do that here. So she benefited a lot today, so she should definitely show everybody that she is definitely winning.
Many years ago, you arrived here to the fourth round. Have you trained in clay in the States? Because also the junior champion is from America. So now, I don't know if it's true that you train in clay when you are young girls.
Yeah, I grew up in Florida, so we played on hard true, green clay. But, I mean, nothing ever like the French Open. The clay is completely different. But I like playing on clay. I think Coco likes playing on clay also. I'm very happy for her. American junior tennis is doing amazing, and so is women's tennis general American tennis. So definitely something to be pleased with, and I'm sure she doesn't hate red clay, so it's a good start for her.
Sloane, how important is it for you now to kind of try and avoid what happened after the US Open? You said obviously that a lot was happening at the time and you had a few losses in a row. How important is it for you now to kind of take this momentum and just keep going on tour?
As you guys all know, I do things on my own time when I want to do them, how I want to do them, how I think it fits me best and what I would like to do. So I'm going to continue to do that. And hopefully in that I make some good decisions and I'm able to have some good results at Wimbledon and take care of myself, most importantly, and put myself first above everything else. And when I do that, I have the best result. So I'm going to try to do that.
Sloane, you won the US Open and again you reached the final here at Roland Garros on two separate different surfaces. Are there any common reasons, do you think, in either your game or your approach that means you've been so successful at two separate Grand Slams?
No, I just think I'm pretty consistent. I'm an all-court player. I can play on a lot of different surfaces, which is cool. Yeah, I mean, I like clay, I like hardcore, I like grass, I like them all. I don't really have anything against any of the surfaces, so I'm pretty open to getting on a new surface and playing and just having a bit of fun. Last two questions. Okay, last question.
Where do you go from here? Are you going home?
Yeah. I've been here for 5 weeks. It's a wrap for me. This is it. I loved being here. It was fun. It was amazing to make the finals, but it's definitely time to go home.
So what's next for you?
I really don't know. Maybe Eastbourne and Wimbledon, maybe just Wimbledon. I'm not sure. It's up in the air. I got to take care of myself first and just see what's best.